Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian lynx, the eastern elk, the passenger pigeon, and the gray wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support, and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? I'd like to give a big thank you to my patrons. It really helps me to keep this going. When you become a sponsor of Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future, especially now as I again near my storage limit on my podcast platform. Whether you've been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us again, thank you. There is a virtual ceremony coming up on Tuesday, March 22nd, when we will be celebrating Ostara, the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. My theme this year is planting hopeful intentions. And I didn't realize when I created it how incredibly necessary that was going to be considering world events. I invite you to join me. We'll be on Zoom, gathered around my altar with the camera pointed at it so it feels like you are there. Again, that will be Tuesday, March 22nd, and I hope you will join me. Some weeks I'm fired up and ready to go with a podcast episode, blog post, seminary homework. Everything is just flowing. But some weeks, like this week, it's hard to focus and I can't seem to get anything on paper. This has been particularly problematic when this week I have two talks coming up in just a few days, and neither is written yet. I almost abandoned recording an episode this week just to take that off my plate, but I want to honor my commitment to putting something out every week until my June break. But what do I have to offer this week that will honor my own scattered state? Plus, hold space for whatever you're feeling about world events and your own challenges or joys. When my thoughts and emotions are in disarray, I practice mindfulness. I find the practice helps me to recenter. There are many ways to practice mindfulness, and I'm by no means an expert, but I'd like to share a simple guided mindfulness meditation with you. It will help me to recenter myself to record it, and I hope it does the same for you to listen. So take any comfortable seated position. If you're sitting in a chair, try to get your feet on the floor if you're able. This meditation is meant to help you learn to simply be and to look within yourself with mindfulness and equanimity. Allow yourself to switch from the usual mode of doing or struggling to do to a mode of non-doing, of simply being. Get comfortable in your seated position. Close your eyes or softly focus downward. As you allow your body to become still, bring your attention to the fact that you are breathing. And become aware of the movement of your breath as it comes into your body and as it leaves your body. Not manipulating the breath in any way or trying to change it. Simply being aware of it and of the feelings associated with breathing. Observe the breath deep down in your belly. Feel your abdomen as it expands gently on the in-breath and as it falls back towards your spine on the out-breath. Be totally here in each moment with each breath. Not trying to do anything. Not trying to get any place. Simply being with your breath. You will find that from time to time your mind will wander off into thoughts, fantasies, anticipations of the future, or the past, worrying, memories, whatever. When you notice that your attention is no longer here and no longer with your breathing, and without judging yourself, bring your attention back to your breathing. And ride the waves of your breathing, fully conscious of the duration of each breath from moment to moment. Every time you find your mind wandering off the breath, gently bring it back to the present, back to the moment to moment. observing of the flow of your breathing. Use your breath to help you tune into a state of relaxed awareness and stillness. Now, as you observe your breathing, you may find from time to time that you are becoming aware of sensations in your body. As you maintain awareness of your breathing, see if it is possible to expand the field of your awareness so that it includes a sense of your body as a whole as you sit here. Feel your body from head to toe and become aware of all the sensations in your body. Be here with whatever feelings and sensations come up in any moment, without judging them, without reacting to them. Just be fully here, fully aware of whatever you're experiencing. And again, whenever you notice that your mind wandered off, just bring it back to your breathing and your body as you sit here, not going anywhere, not doing anything, just simply being, simply sitting, moment to moment. Be fully present, fully with yourself. Now, as you sit here, once again, allow the field of your awareness to expand. This time, expand your awareness to include thoughts as they move through your mind. Let your breathing and sense of your body be in the background. And allow the thinking process itself to be the focus of your awareness. And rather than following individual thoughts and getting involved in the content and going from one thought to the next, simply see each thought as it comes up in your mind as a thought. And let the thoughts just come and go as you sit and dwell in stillness. Witness them, and observe them, whatever they are. Just observe each thought and event in the field of your consciousness as they come into your awareness and as they linger and as they dissolve. If you find yourself at any point drawn into this stream of thinking, and you notice that you are no longer observing your thoughts, just come back to observing them as events, and use your breathing and the sense of your body to anchor you and stabilize you in the present. Thoughts can take any form. They can have any content, and they can be either neutral or highly charged. If thoughts come up that have fear in them, then just be aware of fear being here, and let these thoughts come and go. Do the same for worries, preoccupations, and so on. Regardless of the feeling that a thought might create for you, just observe it as simply a thought and let it be here without pursuing it or without rejecting it. Notice that from moment to moment, new thoughts will come and go. And now, as the meditation ends, give yourself credit for having spent this time nourishing yourself in a deep way by dwelling in this state of non-doing, in this state of being, for having intentionally made time for yourself to simply be who you are. And as you move back into the world, may the benefits of this practice expand into every aspect of your life. May you feel centered. And acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.